We did not have running water. We did not have 24-hour electricity. We, in the hospital where we worked, the referral center, we had a large hospital referral center where we did about 50 deliveries a week, both vaginal and birth and C-sections. We ran a small generator. So we had a generator that we could use for lights in the operating room, but we did not have lights where we delivered babies vaginally. And we did not have running water, so we would have giant, I don't want to say buckets, like tanks, almost like a mini cistern we would have set up in the corner of the room. So we could run water out of that, and that would be refilled sort of on a daily basis from water that we treated and brought up from the river. And then, yeah, when we didn't have light, we just didn't have light. We used kerosene a lot, kerosene lanterns. I tried to bring headlamps in sometimes, but those batteries would always fail, so they weren't very reliable. You'd have to remind everybody to take the battery out, or else the headlamp would go dead. You'd come in the next day, the headlamp would be dead. But and we did have we had an autoclave, like a primitive sterilization, not primitive, useful, but limited in the sense that it couldn't have too much capacity. Sterilization system where we could heat instruments up and steam clean them. So we have that available to us at that hospital also.